Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This story is called The Holy Peddler. A peddler is a person who sells little things from a cart, usually, or from a backpack. Usually they're very poor, and they go from house to house or from village to village to sell things. Once a wealthy businessman who lived in Frankfurt, Germany, lost all of his money, and he began to become very, very heavily in debt. That means he owed a lot of people money. He became very bitter and very depressed, and he became sick, and he passed away, unfortunately, which left his wife and children very, very poor. His widow made a chlata, a firm resolution, to go to work to support her children. But there was one person who her husband had owed money to who was very, very strict and said, "You must pay the money that your husband owed me. You must pay the money. You must pay the money." He would come back again and again. After a while, he took her to court. In front of the judge, he complained. The court decided, the judge decided that if she did not pay the money that her husband had owed him, then all of the things that she owned would be given to this person. She didn't know who to ask for help. She didn't know anybody who could help her. So she went to the cemetery where her husband was buried, and she davened to Hashem at her husband's gravesite, and also asked her husband to try to do something in heaven where he was for the family. She spent a long time crying and pouring out her heart. When she finished, she looked up and suddenly noticed that right near where her husband was buried, there was a place where somebody else was buried, but there was no stone. There was no headstone there or footstone. So she asked the person in charge of the cemetery, "What's about this spot?" Explained there was a poor peddler, somebody that sells little items to make a few pennies or dollars, and he was buried there because he died and didn't have enough money for a stone to mark his gravesite. However, he said many people, mostly the poor people who remembered him and how kind he was, they would come from time to time to daven there to Hashem and to light candles in the memory of the peddler. And when the woman heard this, the widow, she took one of the candles which she had brought to light at her husband's gravesite and lit it at the gravesite of the peddler. So she went home. She almost forgot about the situation that she owed all this money until one day people came from the court, from the judge, and they had a big wagon, and they were going to take away everything she owed, like the court had said. She said, "Please, please don't do that. I'm a widow with little children." But they said, "No, sorry, no choice. Order of the court, order of the judge." Soon, they had emptied everything from the house. Even though she was crying and the children were crying, they took everything and put it in the wagon. All of a sudden, a ragged stranger, somebody dressed in very poor clothes, almost like rags, appeared and asked the officers, "What are you doing? What's going on here?" After he found out that they were coming to take everything that belonged to the widow because of all the money she owed, the poor man said, "Well, how much does she owe?" "Oh, more than you could have," said the officers, looking at how poor he was dressed. "Nope," the poor man said, "please tell me the amount." And they did. And he took out a large bundle of money and gave it to the officer, who counted out the amount that was needed. They said, "What's your name?" "No," he said, "I'm not giving you my name. You should write a receipt and give it to the woman, the widow." Okay. The officer went back to the widow's home and brought back all of her belongings and brought them all into the house and told her she should thank the stranger who had paid off the debt. But as much as she searched, she could not find the stranger, the poor man who had given all the money. After a while, she found out that nobody else had seen him either, just the officer. And she decided that it was probably the holy peddler would come from his grave to help her. The widow could not rest after this event, and she wanted to express her thank you to the poor peddler. But what could she do? She went to Rabbi Pinchas Horowitz, who was known as a Baal Hafla, who was a rabbi of the city, and told him the whole story. He praised her for her good intentions, blessed her with success in raising her children, and told her that if one day she should have enough money, she could buy a headstone for the peddler's grave and make sure that Kaddish and Mishnayos should be said on the Yahrzeit. That is the story. So we see that the more kindness and goodness we do, the quicker Mashiach will come. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.